This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Happy to be joined by Major League Baseball insider for Yahoo Sports and analyst for Apple TV, our friend Russ Dorsey. And I wanted to get your thought on this because we were talking about the winners, the losers, who did the most for their teams at the trade deadline. Looking at it from a selling aspect, though, when you mentioned the Twins, who I also thought picked the lane and stayed in it, I was surprised that Joe Ryan didn't get moved, even though they were determined to sell. That kind of speaks to the starting pitching argument you were talking about.
Yeah, I put Joe Ryan in a different category. I probably put Joe Ryan in the Garrett Crochet last year with the Sox, where if you move Joe Ryan in the offseason, you're going to get the same return, if not better, than they would have gotten at the deadline last week. You have more suitors. Even teams that aren't playoff contenders this year are looking to be playoff contenders in 2026. You just open up the amount of suitors that you get, which helps you get the better haul. He's under club control for two more years after this season, so they have time. So that's the reason for me that I wasn't shocked that Joe Ryan didn't go.
Is it a situation where a team like Arizona that was a seller at the deadline could reload and say, all right, let's go get Joe Ryan because
we know we're not going to have Corbin Burns and like we can have him at the top of our. Yes, that's what you're, or the Baltimore Orioles that say, okay, we weren't a contender this year and we blanked the bed, but we still have all this young talent that we think is going to be productive in 2026. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Kobe Mayo, all these kids that we bet on. And then let's go put Joe Ryan at the top of our rotation now, because the thing that we failed to do for the last 3 years is get legitimate front of the rotation starting pitching outside of the year we had Corbin Burns.
Blank the bed really took me out when he said that just now.
You know what I meant.
I do. The way you said
that's a guy that's been on radio and TV that knows that you got to
some things you got to say and you can contextually set things up. My question is this, because let's go back to the sixth team in the National League. We're talking about that was a damning statement that you made a moment ago. What can the Cubs do to get back in that top tier now that the trade deadline is passed? Are we just praying literally that Jameson Taillon and I guess to a degree Javier Saad come back and make this rotation something else? Well, I always said they should convert Ben Brown to a reliever.
Let's go through the teams, because I just don't want to just say that and people think I'm like, oh, you're just throwing something out there. The Phillies, the Mets, that's two. The Milwaukee Brewers, that's three. The Dodgers, that's four. And the Padres, that's five. And that would put the Cubs where?
Six.
Exactly.
Also, speaking of the Brewers, Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's a thing.
You know what got to me? It was the lower deck replay of the Grand Slam, because that swing looked absolutely perfect. That was like one of those ones you imitate as a kid. And the three decks are behind him, and in the background is Craig Counsell picking up the phone. For me, that was one of those flashpoint moments where I'm saying to myself, this is how I remember this season at this time.
Yeah, I think the thing about the Milwaukee Brewers that I want people to understand, they are so good at player development, and you might have been a failed product somewhere, but they're going to put you in the right situation where it's like, hey, we know you used to get 600 at-bats, we used to get 550 at-bats, we're going to give you 400 at-bats with the right matchup, and you're going to be a really productive player. And then you go and you're at 800 OPS with a 450, 500 slug. Andrew Vaughn has been like a 12, 1300 OPS since he got to Milwaukee. He's helped them take off. They needed some production in the middle of their lineup at the deadline. And I know they didn't add it, but he was, because he's been playing so well, like he's as good as and I know people hate that. Oh, he was our deadline addition.
I mean, that was a trick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great.
To go to what you asked, because I didn't answer your question fully, what can the Cubs do to improve? I think in terms of like additions, you had your shot. Now you have to just pray on health. You pray that you get a healthy Jameson Taillon down the stretch. You pray that you get a healthy Javier Assad down the stretch. And you pray that the version of Cade Horton we've seen continues to pitch this way. The thing what I have with Cade Horton, you do have a guy that didn't pitch that many innings last year. So you wonder, all right, when are they going to start to try to manage the workload? Can you afford to manage the workload if you're saying this is our third best starting pitcher and we need to make sure we get into the postseason? That's something that they're going to have to figure out. But and then you just – your offense has been the thing that carried you to this point. It has to be the thing that carries you into October. Like, it has to be. Like, you can't say, oh, well, we did add some starting – no, you didn't. And the guy that you added got hurt, and we don't know how long he's going to be on the IL for. So you need to slug your way into October.
Russell Dorsey with us here on Raheem and Harris. Back to the Andrew Vaughn discussion. Yeah. The thing that jumps out at me, Layla, is the fact that this man has played 20 games. I believe there's 16-4 in the 20 games he's played the Milwaukee Brewers. He's got a 10-game hitting streak. Remember, it was 9 yesterday. It's 10 now because, you know, got another hit. But his OPS plus is 211, and he's got 9 walks and 10 strikeouts. When he was with the Sox, he had 7 walks and 43 strikeouts. It's insane.
He's the batter the Sox fans thought he was. It's just the problem is he's not playing for the Sox.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. He has an 1,100 OPS since he got to the Milwaukee Brewers. Like, that's 1,100 OPS would make him, like, you do that over this entire season, he'd have the highest OPS outside of Aaron Judge this season.
Yes.
That just tells you, that's a microcosm of like what he's been. And he doesn't have to be the guy in that lineup. Like, they just have a lot of guys that do things well. Your Sal Frelick's, the Isaac Collins has become a dude for them. Christian Yelich has his first 20 homer season since 2019. Jackson Chourio, that's a big loss for them. And like, if there was a glass half full thing you're looking for as a Cubs fan, it's like, all right, if they don't have Jackson Chourio for a month, that's big, because he had gotten to the point where he had started to hit the switch again and look like a Jackson Chourio from his rookie season when he finished third in NL Rookie of the Year award voting. But yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle for the Cubs because now you're at the point where you're three games back and you don't control your own destiny anymore.
They got games head-to-head against the Brewers. That's the saving grace.
You got three more games, and you better play better than...
They got a five-game series coming up in 2 weeks.
It was a four, and then it became a doubleheader on Monday.
I think they have eight games total left. So
okay.
They will have their opportunity in front of them. Well, five of them
you can't play the way you played in Milwaukee.
That will certainly not.
And
Mizorowski's hurt.
He is hurt. But you see what you're relying on? You're relying on people's injuries to try to improve your chances. And they just say you have to play better baseball. Craig Council likes to say, hey, our most important game is the game tonight. All right, cool. That has to be their mindset the rest of the way.
Hope and pray. We always love that. Thoughts and prayers are next. Guys, I need to know, do we have a status update? Are we good to go? So we've got Ben Johnson from Bears Practice next. That's on Raheemy and Harris with Russ Dorsey. Russ, always great having you. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to, of course, go on your merry way. We are happy regardless.
Thank you, guys.
I love the double
P-signs. To get some thoughts out, some extra ones, you can hang out because that's what we do here.
I kind of want to hear what Ben has to say today.
All right. Russ and Ben are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.